My friend Fran stood in front of her bedroom mirror, pulling out handfuls of her outrageously thick brown curls. It had been 2 weeks since starting chemo, 5 since the double mastectomy. Her 2 teen kids flanked her right and left, gently pulling out hair until it was all on the floor. Then they stared in the mirror. Fran faltered a sentence about not feeling very attractive, but her son Andrew snapped her back into play. "The only unattractive thing about this could be self-pity, Mom. Don't forget that." Last week, Fran and I double-dated with our husbands. She sported her new wig, brown and curly, worn not to make her feel better, but to help everyone else. She actually prefers bareheaded. Hopping into our car after the movie, she pulled the wig off with relish, showing me her petite, well-shaped head, which I promptly kissed. Fran tossed her tresses into the back and dug a wide-brim felt hat out of her bag and tugged it on. Oh, so much better. A hat feels so much more like me. After dinner, we offered to treat them, but Fran refused. "We've been brought dinner every day for the past month, you guys. I don't think I'll ever feel deprived again." We hugged goodbye, then glided towards home. My cell phone rang. Fran was laughing. "You have to come back. You have my hair." Behind me, a curly brown ball was perched on the back seat. The thing is, Fran's not denying that her cancer is scary. Of course, she's been in pain and mad that she's sick. But she gets it that nothing is controllable except the way we react to things and the way we treat each other, and not always then. She's learned and reminds me not to lose the ability to see the good things in life, otherwise it will just seem like a long life, no matter how long it turns out to be. With a perspective, I'm Mary Ford.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.